A university in the U.S. discriminates against a Christian campus group. In the wake of a ceasefire, a humanitarian crisis emerges in Lebanon, and volunteers prove to be the lifeblood behind Bible projects around the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The leaders of an InterVarsity Christian Fellowship chapter in the United States are asking Christians worldwide to pray. The University of Wisconsin Superior Chapter says UWS officials are withholding recognition of InterVarsity beginning with the 2006-07 school year. InterVarsity spokesman Gordon Govier says,
"The university has decided that we're being discriminatory because we require the leaders of a Christian organization to be Christians."
This decision forces InterVarsity to evangelize and operate differently.
We don't get use of campus facilities, and we are not eligible to apply for funding. You can still operate underground or off campus and do activities that students will still attend and participate in. It just makes it a little more difficult.
The Alliance Defense Fund is helping negotiate a resolution. Pray that the decision will be overturned. As a result, more people will join. Next, since the ceasefire began Monday, approximately 200,000 Lebanese residents have returned to their homes. The constant shifting of the populace makes relief work very challenging. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer notes a trend showing that young people are not necessarily coming back.
There is quite a number of very economically vulnerable people, older ladies, the blue-collar workers, and they suffer quite strongly under these circumstances, and that's where we reach out to, mainly through food distribution.
Kramer says their teams will likely stay for another 6 months or so. They've been able to share more about what they believe.
That's an opportunity, but they have very strong belief themselves. And we enable their churches, those small churches, to be a blessing to the people around it. And that has been a very good reaction in Lebanon.
You're listening to Mission Network News. September 1st, 2006 marks the second anniversary of the Beslan, Russia school terrorist attack. Chechen rebels killed more than 300 people, mostly children, on the first day of school. But what man meant for evil, God used for good, especially in camping ministry. Russian ministry Sergei Rahuba says,
"Because of the terror attack, many teenagers came to know Christ and wanted to do something for Jesus, so they went back to Chechnya and ministering to their children instead of going back and taking revenge."
This year, more than 160 young people attended summer camp there. Rahuba says it was met with incredible response.
Working together with local Muslim officials, they were so open to have Christian young church leaders to work with their children. Some of them, they would say, "Hey guys, we want you to come more often."
Pray for the last 2 weeks of summer camps that many young people will turn to Christ throughout the former Soviet Union. Meanwhile, evangelist Sammy Tippett just wrapped up a 4-day series of meetings in Pavuna, a region in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Tippett preached at one evangelistic service at the Pavuna Baptist Church, which has more than 5,000 members. God moved during the service and scores responded to the message. Many gave their hearts and lives to Christ. Sammy and Tex Tippett are now preaching in South Africa. Continue to lift them up to the Lord for the next couple of weeks. And Bible League volunteers in the U.S. raised funds for two Bible projects. Fundraising efforts have been ongoing throughout the churches represented in the entire volunteer network. At the end of the month, teams will have sent nearly 250,000 Bibles to the Philippines and thousands more to Mexico. It's all part of intentionally linking evangelism and discipleship. The Bible League trains people to study the Bible and share it with others, a proven model of ministry that's reaping results. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB World Radio is making available the CD, First Fruits, classical guitar music that will take you on a musical journey with the Lord Jesus. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. It's music that will provide a great background for your quiet time. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.